I'll now hand you over to my best man, Eddie. Wow, wow, wow. Second time's a charm, eh, Billy boy?
Oh, God.
Substitution courtesy of Paddy Power. Embarrassing Eddie makes way for sensible Samuel.
Cool, that was close.
You might not always pick the right starter, but your sub can still deliver. Because with Paddy's Super Sub, your bet rolls over to the player coming on. Paddy Power.
Valid on selected leagues and markets only. Pre-match and in-play bets on qualifying player outcome selections only. T's and C's and exclusions apply. 18+. Gambleaware.org.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Friday, February 13th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. We exclusively report that former Microsoft and General Motors executive Chris Liddell has joined Anthropic's board of directors. Liddell helped take General Motors public. His appointment adds a board member with experience steering a large company through a public listing, as Anthropic eyes a potential IPO, possibly by the end of this year. The developer of the Claude chatbot and a key rival to OpenAI announced the close of a $30 billion financing yesterday, valuing the company at $380 billion. Rivian expects to begin deliveries of its new R2 model in the second quarter before production ramps up later in the year. Executives told analysts that the company will begin production with a single shift before adding a second in the second half and a third shift next year. Rivian is betting that the model will be a compelling EV alternative around the $50,000 price point. Shares closed up over 26%. And in markets, Coinbase swung to a loss in a quarter marked by a sell-off in digital currencies. Still, the largest U.S. cryptocurrency exchange's stock, which has fallen sharply this year, rose over 16% on Friday. Shares of DraftKings fell after the company reported earnings yesterday. The online sports betting operator's revenue jumped 43%, but its annual sales outlook disappointed. Shares dropped about 13.5%. Semiconductor equipment maker Applied Materials posted better-than-expected quarterly results, boosted by soaring demand for AI computing. The stock gained about 8%. And that's a wrap on your TMB Tech Minutes. A quick programming note, we'll be off on Monday for President's Day, but back on Tuesday with more.